Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.
I have with me in the studio Dr. Scott Hollier, who is a project manager for Media Access Australia and manager Media Access Australia Western Australia. Welcome, Scott.
Oh, thank you very much, Roberta. It's great to be back.
It sounds like Apple have been very busy since their recent WWDC conference. Were there any new products like the rumoured iWatch?
Unfortunately, no. When we last caught up, we were looking forward to hopefully the launch of the iWatch. But what is interesting is that Apple have just recently employed someone who used to be in a sales area of a Swiss watchmaking place. So the iWatch is still, you know, fairly confident on the way. But what was interesting was that there were a number of updates to the devices we already have, like the iPhone and macOS, in their new operating system upgrades.
So what can we expect in terms of updates for our current Apple devices?
Well, basically, when we look at iOS 8, which is the new version of the operating system that will run on things like iPads and iPhones, there's been some really interesting accessibility improvements in terms of colours and the zoom. And on the Mac side of things, we're starting to see a lot more compatibility and the ability to share things between that and something like an iPad. So there are a few movements which look really promising.
How does the new grayscale feature in iOS work, Scott?
Well, grayscale is the really big news in terms of colour. And so what Apple have done within iOS 8 is that they've looked at issues around colour blindness. And so there's now an option that will be rolled out to our phones in the not too distant future to make sure that if you are colour blind, you can set a full grayscale colour so that there's no colour beyond grayscale on your device, which means if you have colour blindness, then you're able to still see everything on the screen. So this is a great step forward and really well supportive of people with that type of vision impairment. So that's been a really encouraging thing.
I don't know very much about colour blindness, but I did know someone who had it and said that his was red-green. So is there other types of colour blindness or is it just the red-green?
My understanding is that in terms of colour blindness, red green's a big one. I think green blue may be another one. I'm not 100% sure, to be honest. But in terms of what Apple have done, I think by memory, about 1 in 6 males have some sort of colour impairment. So by introducing this feature, it does enable the device to easily convert colours into something which people with that impairment can see. And they won't miss out on any important information.
So what's changed about the zoom feature?
Well, the zoom feature is a great step forward. So what Apple have done is that in addition to the full screen magnifier that's been in iOS for a while now, they've also added in the ability to just zoom in on a particular section. Android has a similar feature where if you don't want to zoom the whole thing all the time, you can hold your finger down and just zoom in that spot. And it's a little bit like that. And it's nice to see that if people need something just in a small area, quickly zoomed, can check it and then go back to normal, that, in a couple of months when the iOS 8's rolled out, people will be able to do that.
Now, with the zoom, I don't use it very often, but when I do, I can't get a great deal of information on the screen, so you have to sort of move it across to read it. I guess that's what you're saying, that you have to zoom back to get the full screen.
Yeah, the full screen zoom is still like that, where it only zooms, you can only see a little part of the screen at any one time, and you have to move around the zoomed area to see the whole thing. But what's good about this feature is it does just quickly zoom in, let you see the bit you need, and then you can go back to normal. So it's going to be quite useful, I think, for people on the go who just want to quickly zoom, and to have those different zoom options will be really handy.
So is that here now?
Not quite. iOS 8 is on its way. So the way we know about this is because at the recent WWDC conference, developers got their hands on an early sneak peek of iOS 8 and they're still beta testing it at the moment. But I think within certainly the next few months, we'll see this rolled out.
Oh, and that soon?
Yes. So, you know, people who have iPads and iPhones and other Apple devices can look forward to getting this update in the not too distant future.
Well, thanks for that update. I always like it when we've got some good news happening.
Oh, thank you.
I've been speaking with Dr. Scott Hollier, Project Manager and Western Australian Manager, Media Access Australia. And Media Access Australia are supporters of this program, so please be listening at the same time next week for more.
Media Access Australia, inclusion through technology.